KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In college men's basketball play last night, men's NIT second round action, it was Louisiana Tech over Texas A&M, 84-72. Old Dominion beat Illinois State 50-49. Murray State, a winner over Tulsa, 83-62. In NIT men's quarterfinal action scheduled for tonight, Miami will play at Richmond while Vanderbilt is at Stanford. In men's CBI tournament action last night in the quarterfinals, it was Vermont over Radford 78-71. Louisiana Monroe edging Mercer 71-69. Loyola beat Oral Roberts 86-76. And it was Seattle topping Colorado 72-65. In the men's CIT tournament in second round action yesterday, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, a winner over Cleveland State, 80-77. Evansville beat Eastern Illinois, 83-68. And it was Kent State over Texas A&M Corpus Christi, 69-65. In women's NCAA tournament play last night, the conclusion of the second round of action in the women's NCAA saw Florida State beat Florida Gulf Coast 65-47. Maryland knocked off Princeton 85-70. Tennessee over Pittsburgh 77-67. Stanford got by Oklahoma 86-76. North Carolina defeated Ohio State 86-84. Connecticut downing Rutgers 91-55. Louisville beat South Florida 60-52. And it was Arizona State over Arkansas Little Rock 57-54. Regional semifinal action coming up this weekend, including a game here on KJAN Friday night, as we'll have the Iowa women's regional semifinal coming up Friday night for you here on the radio. Third-seeded Iowa will battle second-seeded Baylor in the Oklahoma City region, and we'll have that regional semifinal matchup for you Friday night here on the radio. 6:30 is the scheduled tip time for that ball game. Well, the NFL named an overseer for player discipline on Monday, just as one of the league's former stars was sentenced. Darren Sharper has pleaded no contest in Los Angeles to charges of drugging and raping two women in the second of similar criminal cases in four states. The plea is part of a broader plea deal in four states that will send him to federal prison for 9 years. Earlier, he pleaded guilty by video link to sexual assault in Arizona and was sentenced to 9 years in federal prison. Those sentences will be served concurrently in federal prison under that agreement. Similar hearings will follow in Las Vegas this week and in New Orleans in the next month. He's accused in Nevada and Louisiana of drugging and sexually assaulting women when they were unconscious or otherwise unable to resist or consent. Meanwhile, B. Todd Jones has been hired by the NFL to handle player discipline just days after he resigned as director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Two people familiar with the hiring tell the Associated Press that Commissioner Roger Goodell told the owners that Jones would join the NFL in April. The sources also said Lisa Friel will serve as the NFL's special counsel for investigations. Jones' duties will include fining and suspending violators. The league has had several high-profile issues with player conduct and its investigative processes recently. NFC champions Seattle, Denver, and Kansas City each were awarded four compensatory picks in this year's draft after losing more or better compensatory free agents than it acquires in the previous year. The NFL handed out 32 such picks to 14 teams yesterday, including third-rounders to New England, Kansas City, and Cincinnati. Baltimore and Houston each received three picks, one more than Green Bay and San Francisco. The extra selections will begin with the Patriots taking the 97th overall pick. NFL owners are considering a proposal to stop games when a medical advisor sees a player displaying obvious signs of disorientation. That proposal was a late addition by the competition committee at the owners' meetings that began on Monday. It would allow a medical spotter upstairs to communicate with the officiating crew when a player appears to be unstable. The game would be halted to remove the player, who would then undergo sideline examination at the very least. Well, the NFL will not block any games from local television during the upcoming season, saying team owners voted for a one-year suspension of the blackout policy for preseason and regular season games. There were no blackouts last season, and just two in 2013. That decision is considered a gamble on the part of the NFL, with low ticket sales in places like Jacksonville, Oakland, and San Diego, among other cities. In baseball news, Indians manager Terry Francona says he doesn't expect slugger Nick Swisher to be ready for the team's April 6th season opener at Houston. Swisher underwent surgery on both knees in August and began running the bases just last week. He struggled last season, hitting .208 with 8 homers and 42 RBIs in 97 games. The Washington Nationals have named recently acquired free agent Max Scherzer as their opening day starter against the New York Mets on April 6th. Scherzer gets the nod after signing a 7-year, $210 million contract over the winter. He went 18-5 with a .315 earned run average for Detroit last season, 1 year after winning the American League Cy Young Award. The Mets have selected Bartolo Colon as their opening starter over Matt Harvey, who's been terrific in camp after returning from Tommy John surgery. Colon led the Mets with 15 wins last season while recording a .409 earned run average. In NBA action last night, Houston beat Indiana 110-100. It was Boston over Brooklyn 110-91. Memphis downing New York 103-82. Chicago beat Charlotte 98-86. Minnesota outlasting Utah in overtime 106-104. And Golden State beat Washington 107-76. In the National Hockey League last night, Chicago beat Carolina 3-1, Los Angeles 3-1 over New Jersey, Minnesota topping Toronto 2-1, Ottawa beat San Jose 5-2, Dallas over Buffalo 4-3, Calgary topping Colorado 3-2, and Winnipeg beat Edmonton by a 4-1 final. And burglary charges are pending against three University of Iowa wrestlers who were arrested last week. Those Hawkeye wrestlers have been suspended from the team indefinitely as they were arrested last week on alcohol-related charges. Marion police say the three young men will also likely face burglary charges. At the time of their arrest, around 1 a.m. on March 18th, they were in possession of several items believed to be taken from burglaries in the Marion area. The suspects are identified as Ross Lembeck of Lisbon, Logan Ryan of Bettendorf, and Seth Gross of Apple Valley, Minnesota. All three are 19-year-olds and freshmen at the University of Iowa. They were all redshirt competitors on the Hawkeye wrestling team this past season. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.